Bannerbox Radio, 100% juice for 100% kids. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 37 for November the 10th, 2015. I'm Thomas Towson. That's Dan Knight. Hey, Dan. I'm pointing to you.
Oh, hey.
They can't see it.
I didn't even see it.
Well.
And so don't ever do it again.
Wow.
I don't appreciate that kind of harsh pointing.
Really put you on the spot there.
Yeah, with the point.
So we are back again this week to do what we do.
It was on point.
Cool it. We're back again to do what we do, which is, it's weird news. It's the news that you probably haven't heard yet.
The groovy news.
And if you have, then stop listening to them and listen to us do it instead.
Or if you've, found it out, you know, just feed that info to us. You know what
sure.
I mean?
I mean, it'll be in the... Yeah, I mean, you're by the time they told us and heard the episode, we'd have already done it.
That's okay. Oh, yo, you're right.
Unless you're a time traveler, in which case, there you go. In which case, I actually have some other requests.
Yeah, so if you want to have a sit-down interview, maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
That sounds way better.
You really get through
that. Maybe we could just stop all this other junk and just do a time traveling show.
But Dan, we've already done it. okay, so we've got some pretty good stuff for you this week. I think we're both pretty equally happy with this week's haul of weird news. So without wasting too much time rambling, let's just get right into it. What? Oh, wait. We no, that's not how these things work. We have to talk about what day it is.
That's right.
You know, this isn't the first time I've... almost or completely forgotten to mention it.
Yeah, it's probably like the fifth, I want to say.
Teenth time.
How many episodes have we done?
No, okay, so actually, ironically, guess what today's day is?
Amnesia Day.
No, it's National Forget Me Not Day.
Oh.
Oh, it's almost like I planned it, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Today is a day that you how you celebrate this day is to reach out to people that you may have lost contact with or do things enjoy activities maybe you used to enjoy doing and you haven't done in a long time. It's about doing things that it's basically a nostalgia day. That's
living
all
in the past.
Yeah, live in the past while something. I was going to have something quaint.
So that listener, the time traveler, this is key for you.
Yeah, live in the past.
Live in the past.
That's our message to you.
So Marty McFly did, and he made out with his mom, and it all worked out.
It all worked out. Just was his mom? I thought it was his grandmother.
No, it was his mom.
Oh,
but Leah Thompson. I mean, she's okay. She's a good looking gal in that poodle skirt.
Oh, but yeah. So don't forget things, and if you did, try to remember them today. I think.
Remember what?
What?
Okay then.
All right, start us off this week.
Okay. So with the success of many phone apps where two strangers can meet for intimate adventures.
I've never heard of such things.
You haven't?
Nope. This is all brand new to me.
Yeah, I mean, who's ever heard of Tinder?
Who?
Or Grindr,
what?
For that matter.
Who?
apps that allow you to thumb through complete strangers.
Oh, and, that sounds suggestive.
Yeah, you thumb through them. Through their pictures and basically decide if you want to meet them. And I've never actually gone on to Tinder, but Grindr.
But
yeah,
Grindr, you're always on there. Yeah,
every hour. I gotta update my profile. But there's, you know, with all of those dating apps, there's just one thing that's been missing in
What's
the market.
I'm dying to know.
Instead of making love. Or Netflix and chilling with those strangers.
As the kids are saying these days.
Oh, those kids. Why not, you know, find strangers to physically assault?
Yeah.
I mean, that's gone through my head.
It's a service. Yeah, it's a service I've always wanted.
I want to look for another gentleman who is DTF.
Down to fight.
That's right.
You got
down
it.
Down to fisticuffs.
Down to fist.
oh.
No, that's actually, that's probably more Grindr.
That's Grindr, yeah.
So, yeah, there this new app called Rumbler.
Oh. Oh.
Seeks to remedy the gap that we have all had, you know, in our primal urging.
I'm guessing there's no E in that.
No, it's R-U-M-B-L-R.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When the app goes live, it will connect to brawl enthusiasts, as they like to call it.
Yeah, the Smash scene really has had a hard time connecting in a real meaningful way, so...
I'm going to be Wario, and because I have facial hair and I'm overweight, and you
and
be...
And you love money.
And you be Pikachu, because you're...
Yeah. No, I'm waiting.
Oh, because you're a petite...
I'm...
Asian girl.
Yep.
Who's electrifying.
I've got an electrifying personality. It's what my mom always said.
She said it when she was in her poodle skirt.
You know what? You're going to grow up to be a real Pikachu.
When I saw her in the past, and we had a makeout session.
That didn't. What? Gross.
Okay. So while thumbing through the potential rivals, you can take a look at their stats, like height, weight.
Dexterity.
Level. Which
plus two to strength.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be aware of these bonuses.
They're stat bonuses. They're
stat
yeah.
bonus. They have levels, which I'm not really even sure what that entails. And it also lists if the user has combat experience. You know, like if they've how many fights they've actually participated in.
I feel like putting that up there is less likely to net you a partner. I feel like, and this is maybe
your
completely incorrect. Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is probably entirely incorrect. I feel like this service is going to be tough guys looking to beat up other people and not potentially get beat up. So if they see combat experience, they're going to be like, nah, I don't want that. But you see the shrimpy little nerd, and you're like, that's the one. You and me, buddy.
I'm going to turn you into a bloody pulp. But do you really think like that's the kind of clientele that are going to be on this Rumbler app? Like nerdy dudes?
No, probably not.
But actually,
I'm going to sign up right after this.
I feel like this is a great app that serial killers would use, probably.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like I remember hearing an article about a guy who was on Grindr, and he was abducting other gentlemen that he was meeting for casual encounters. Of the third kind. That's right. Skip one and two. He went straight to third kind base. And then and they ended up all locked in his basement. And some sort of...
Yeah, that's how all good evenings start.
Yeah.
Locked you know what? In a basement. You've really come up with the million-dollar idea, right? So the next thing we should make is killer. Without an E, of course. Killer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just for serial killers to find other serial killers and kill each other.
And they'll have combat experience and levels.
Yeah. A level 3...
Druid.
Yeah, all right, sure.
I can turn into a killer.
It's one of their many forms.
Yeah, it's one of the forms. I turn into Jason Voorhees.
What other lures are there?
Maybe there's like a dog app, you know, and it's called Boner. B-O-N-R. Well, I guess that would be Bonner. I don't really know.
Great.
But yeah, so even people who aren't particularly interested in a quarrel with another stranger, they can still opt into spectating for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if like two guys
like a referee,
yeah. Or, so yeah. Apparently, yeah, you find the guy and you look through his stats, and then you can chat with each other. And I saw a screenshot of it, and it was ridiculous. It was like, "Hey, bro, I'm gonna mess you up, or I'm gonna f you up," and the other guy's like, "All right, cool." Or he's like, "You want to fight me?" Yeah, man, I'm going to beat the S out of you. And they're like, cool, all right, meet me behind this building at 9 p.m. I'll be there. Like, how do you make it like two guys pumping with testosterone want to beat the crap out of each other?
This is weird.
It's very weird. It's Fight Club.
This is a weird
in
service.
An app.
Yeah. Who get... Okay.
What?
So there's a referee, though. Can you be a referee? No, you can just
maybe,
be on.
I don't know. Maybe that's an
app. Who gets
expansion?
To be the toasty guy?
The toast? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Does he get paid?
It's probably one of the devs for
yeah,
the app.
Probably.
Because that was the Mortal Kombat dev
yeah.
that did that.
That's true.
Toasty!
Thanks.
Thanks, Mortal Kombat. So, so there's that. I mean, that's that. So, if you're interested in fighting people you don't know,
yes,
and your work doesn't mind you being bruised and bloodied,
sure,
this is the app for you.
Yeah, Rumbler. All right. Yeah, totally. I'm gonna download it right after this. Is it free? And where can I find it?
I'm assuming in an app store. It's not out yet.
Hey, bro,
I got.
I'm gonna
go.
F you up. All right, let's meet behind this building. All right, I'm sick of you back-sassing me, Dan.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wrestle.
You ready? Throw down.
We're going to have a tussle, and you are going to be sore in the morning.
Mister. great. So, in smooth segue from that,
mm-hmm.
I actually have something very similar to that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lady in London, a woman in London. This is very similar, okay? A woman in London who ordered a table set from eBay found herself confused when she opened her boxes to discover 40 plastic bags filled with fish.
That is so similar, it's scary.
Basically the same thing.
How
she ordered from Fisher.
Fisher. The fish delivery service.
That we have all grown to love.
Where you get fish from strangers.
A trending video posted to Facebook yesterday, that's the number one news source.
Oh yeah.
Shows 21-year-old Becky Smith examining the bags while 30-year-old Jacqueline Johnson records. Oh, I'm glad we knew who the camera woman was.
That is first forefront of my mind.
Here's some quotes from her. You ready? This is what she says. She says, effing, what am I going to do with them? What is it? Are they taking the piss? Smith says in the video. That's what you get for shopping on eBay, Johnson says at one point in the video. I ordered a glass table and I received fish, Smith says. Effing fish.
Very dissimilar from each other, right?
I mean, one's, they're both glossy.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
They're both
living things.
Yeah. They both live in the ocean.
And you need to dust them.
That's... Don't forget to dust your fish.
Yeah, that's very important. Take them out of the fish tank.
Let's see. Johnson asserts that the video was not staged. It wasn't a setup. It was completely genuine, she posted. A Facebook video posted this morning features Smith and Johnson, with Johnson telling viewers, the fish are safe. They're all okay. Don't worry.
Oh.
She also says she was... Yeah, they're alive.
Oh, I was thinking like grocery bags.
No. They're like, you know when you go to the carnival and you win the ring toss and it's a bag of goldfish?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in the big plastic. It's that. They're all alive.
Oh, man.
It's a bag of living fish.
That's it. 40 That's way them. Better now.
40 bags filled with them.
Filled with goldfish?
That's correct. Not 40 fish. 40 bags filled with them.
That's so much goldfish.
That's a lot. On a scale of how of 0 to 10, 10 being more goldfish than you should have, 0 being no goldfish,
mm-hmm.
It's well off the scale. Like, we're in astronomical hundreds on that scale.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fish. Way more than you should ever have. So she says the fish are okay, they're fine. She woke up to more than 1,000 friend requests. Everybody wants to be friends with the fish lady.
They're like, hey, you've... hooked my interest.
Oh no, they're trying to use her for her clearly intense and solid fish hookups.
Oh,
you know, she's
fish
clearly
hookups.
Yeah, oh, she's the person to know when it comes to getting 40 bags of fish.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I remember last week when I needed 40 bags of fish and I was really up a creek without a fish.
Without a, yeah.
So in the comments of the original video, Johnson goes on to say that the packages were the result of a delivery mix-up, which was later corrected. Smith's chairs went to a local pet store, and Smith received the fish by mistake.
I feel like that's something out of a sitcom.
Yeah. So that's super weird. And the bigger question, the question that I need answered, is who was it that ordered for, who did purposefully order 40 bags of fish?
Well, it was the, you said it was the pet shop, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
The pet shop ordered the fish, and they got
I bet they were real confused when they got in chairs.
Yeah. Is this where the fish are gonna go? Yeah, that seems like a really weird snafu that, doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a real big mess up.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get an email.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, what a great audience.
Wow. That's about that?
I mean, what else can you say? So,
yeah,
let's
fish.
Not.
So, order some more tables and get some fish.
Yeah.
She got a bunch of friend requests, yeah. But does she have any plans to deal with the fish? Like, is she doing anything with them?
No. I think she sent them all back.
Oh.
I think the mix-up has been fixed. I think we're good.
Oh.
Yeah, I think everything's good now. Don't worry about it, okay? Now, everyone can rest easy. The fish are where the fish should be, and the chairs are where the chairs should be.
Now, that's weird, because I thought it was a table you had set.
Well, it is a table set.
Oh, it's a table set.
The table made it, but the chairs didn't make it.
She got a table and fish.
Yeah, a table and fish.
So basically, what she should have done is stack the bags up into a chair-like form and sat on the fish.
That wouldn't have worked.
No?
Like a waterbed, but
full of fish.
Living the dream. Anyway, go for it. Tell me what you got.
That's a pretty polished article.
Something smells fishy.
We polished fish. Okay, so a bizarre turn of events has left Luis Ortiz from Belize. No, he's not. He's from California. In a disgusting and potentially devastating situation. Are you ready to
disgusting?
Get a little squirmy?
See, it's disgusting?
It's disgusting. It's a little disgusting.
I'm ready.
The 26-year-old Californian was out skateboarding when his headaches he had been experiencing for days intensified.
Oh, no.
He went home and became disoriented and began vomiting. His parents rushed him to the hospital, and his condition got worse. He fell into a coma, and doctors had to drain his swollen brain by drilling a small hole in his head. Okay? You still with me?
I'm with you.
The reason for all of this?
Uh-huh.
He had a tapeworm larva embedded deep in his brain.
Oh, yeah.
The thing had been wiggling inside of his head and caused a cyst to form and caused a blockage in his brain.
Wow.
His doctor, Soren Singel, said another 30 minutes.
That was one of the dwarves, right? From The Hobbit.
Soren Singel.
Soren.
So, yeah, that's right. Soren.
Yeah.
Long
Soren Oakenshield.
That's right. Exactly. No, I think you're thinking of Sauron. He was the big wizard.
Yeah, with the pipe and the hat.
Yeah, and yep. He did fireworks?
Yeah, something like that.
They would, and the hobbits loved it. Luckily, the tapeworm was removed, and he made a recovery. That recovery, though, has been long and drawn out, caused memory loss, and forced him to leave the college he was attending, as well as move back in with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly, who hasn't done that in the past 10 years? It's been hard times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've all done that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some of us maybe weren't even on hard times, and they just didn't really feel like making a go of it in the real world.
There you go.
And to that, I salute you. So one of the other negatives is it's impeded his ability to drive and work. So he's kind of still feeling the repercussions of a parasite in his brain.
It's real tough to lose a loved one. So I feel his pain, you know. He's lost a large part of him that has been a major part inside of him and constantly on his mind.
That was good. I think that's the best pun so far.
Thanks.
All in all, he's grateful to be alive though. You know, which is good. To you know, at least he's like, well, they took it out, and I feel like half a man, and really wish they had killed me too.
Oh,
he didn't say that, so I'm just saying.
It's just paraphrasing.
I'm just yeah. So PSA time: wash your hands.
I do
with like to the point of yeah.
God, it's so gross.
Yeah, he doesn't even know how he got it.
It's just disgusting.
But it can be tapeworms. You can get them from meats that aren't cooked to their proper temperatures. Drinking water that isn't that's in a place that may be considered unsanitary. It usually happens in lower income areas. Like
wow, that's really generalizing, Dan.
I know. It's
how rude.
Basically, just you know, your apartment.
Oh, wow.
and mine too, because I have them and I spit them into your beverages in your fridge.
Oh, good.
While you're asleep.
Good. So I'll have a buddy.
Yeah, a little brain buddy. But yeah, so be careful what you consume, because it's.
I mean, that's just good advice, even outside of this.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants really to, you see, like, dog crap on the side of the road.
I grab it and eat it.
Well, stop doing that.
Oh.
Because a lot of dogs have tapeworm medicine that they get, and
that's so how I get my medicine.
Oh, you take dog medicine.
Yeah, dog medicine. Yeah, that's what we always called it.
Like, your mom's like, Thomas, come take your dog medicine.
Gross.
Your heartworm pills.
And we come full circle on poop. It's always poop, Dan.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay, so on that note, last week we talked about, it was last week, right, that we talked about the psychic...
the guinea pigs?
The guinea pigs, geez, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to follow that up with a new psychic thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Those are old news now, guinea pigs.
Who cares about them? When we've got a five-year-old, Dan. A five-year-old. Five-year-old Ramses Sanguino of Los Angeles is a gifted child, Dan. I need you to know that he is a real gifted child.
More gifted than X amount of guinea pigs?
Yeah, it was like 21 or something like that. Yeah, some amount of guinea pigs. Yes, he is more gifted than all of them.
Combined.
Yes, combined. If you stacked them on top of each other, they'd be taller, but not as smart. he's learning 7 different languages, including Japanese and Russian.
Okay, that is impressive.
And can solve algebraic equations. Extraordinary as that sounds, it is. His proud mother, artist Nick Sanguino, believes her brainy son may also possess the ability to read her mind.
Oh, my God.
In which case, he's not all that clever. He's just been cheating the whole time by reading the person's thoughts who's been testing him. So, you know, this kid really...
He's a real dumb-dumb,
he's a
actually.
Scumbag.
He's a dirty cheater.
Sanguino claims her mini-mental giant is able to correctly guess numbers she's written in secret, sometimes as many as 38 in a row.
Wait, so there are times where he's not guessing them correctly.
That's right. That's right.
They left that information out.
So one of the biggest gaping holes in being psychic and testing for someone being psychic is that there's really only one way you can go. You could say, they guessed the right number 5,000 times in a row.
Hmm.
The second they missed one, they're not psychic, right? Because why didn't they get that one?
Yeah, they should be on the ball all the time.
So 38 in a row just means to me that those were 38 really lucky times out of what was probably thousands and thousands of efforts, and that was the longest stretch of like, wow, you got really lucky. But like...
But I mean, if you consider like, how many did the guinea pigs get?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Because they can manipulate the future. They didn't have to guess puny numbers. They could make whatever number they wanted.
They
by
were
the might
God-like.
Of their tiny little paws, Dan. we bow before them, okay? Raised upon the backs of Donald the Great are his army of psychic guinea pigs.
That's what he brought into battle for the Great Nut Wars.
It all comes the back to wars. That. Don't you dare. So, quote, before... no, we... do have a very close bond, which may have something to do with his abilities, but this is beyond anything I would have imagined, she told Barcroft TV. That's a something.
That is a something.
I don't know how to explain it. Well, Ramses has autism. Fun fact. Dr. Diane Powell, a neuroscientist and former Harvard Medical School faculty member, believes that...
Why do you pronounce it so weird?
Faculty? Faculty?
Yeah.
Faculty. That was weird. I'm sorry.
I liked it, though. It was pretty funny.
Faculty.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Believes the alleged telepathy may provide clues that will help parents to connect with their autistic kids. If he's autistic and telepathic, they all could be, Dan. What if they all are?
This kid is a superhero.
And this person's from Harvard, so you know they're smart.
Yeah,
they can't be crazy.
They may be smart, but But are they 5-year-old psychic smart?
No, no one is.
Or I'll pose an even more important question. Are they Kmart smart?
Wow. You've really opened the doors here. I don't know how to follow that. Well, I quit.
I guess I'll put that question on layaway.
Okay, so, quote, if you have your primary language compromised, then that would be a perfect setup for telepathy, he said, speaking, or she said. Yeah, completely out of her rear end. because here you have a child and a parent who desperately want to communicate with each other, Powell said, according to The Independent. The scientific consensus toward telepathy is that the evidence is anecdotal, not scientific. Nevertheless, Powell is confident that telepathy exists despite the career blowback that could happen by making such a statement.
Wait, yeah. So the person says, like, basically in the same statement, they're like, yeah, I mean, telepathy in essence is really hokey, but I believe it exists.
Yeah. Clap if you believe, Dan. That's all it takes.
And then Tinkerbell will come back to life.
Yep.
That's how it works, right?
Spoilers, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have we not all read Peter
Pan? It's only been like 100 years.
I've seen one iteration of it.
Let's see. Barcroft TV filmed Powell conducting a test on Ramses where he correctly guessed 3 out of 5 numbers allegedly based on reading his mother's thoughts. Or her wiggly eyebrows, or something, you know.
That's a magic trick, I think.
That's definitely a magic trick. So that may not sound accurate. Like, it's only 3 out of 5. But Powell, the medical professional that she is, well, she was impressed. She was real impressed. Like, whoa, that is, let's see, what's that going to be, Carrie? That's 60% accuracy,
wow.
Which is 40% failure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly isn't 38 in a row.
No, it's 3
in
out
a row.
Of 5.
Out of 5.
Not even in a row necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So to get 3 of them correct, it would be 1 out of 9 times 1 out of 9 times 1 out of 9, which is 1 out of 729. Wow, the kid's a psychic.
Yowza.
She said, adding that the test was by no means conclusive. Well, it turns out he only got technically only got 1 out of 729 by some nonsense math that I've made up by just multiplying the same number over and over. Mm-hmm. You see, if you take 3 out of 5 and you take it's 1 out of 9, somehow that doesn't quite work. Then you multiply it times 1 out of 9.
Is he guessing between 1 and 10?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't remember. When you started saying a lot of numbers, my eyes glazed over.
Yeah.
oh, man, there's math? I give up.
So, you know Harvard?
Pilgrim?
Yep, you're the best and the brightest.
That's right.
You haven't declined in quality at all. Keep up the good work. Dan, give us your third article.
Well, that sounds like a pretty cool 5-year-old.
It sure does, Dan.
But let me tell you something else. I got a 1-year-old that's even cooler than that kid.
Wow, you're going to show me up here?
I am. An infant in Brazil is way cooler than...
Some 5-year-old.
Than anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Than you'll ever be.
Wow, that's big words.
And I'm going to address the audience, too. You may be saying to yourself, hold on a minute, Dan. That can't be. I'm the coolest person I know.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that.
You were. I know you. You say it all the time. To which I would reply, did you ever kill a pit viper by biting it to death while defecating inside of your diaper?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're in the...
I didn't do it when I was 1 year old. Club, so. Oh, that's way cooler.
Yeah, that was like a week ago. I remember you telling me that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Lorenzo Ferreira of Brazil has the rest of us beat. His mother, Jane, noticed she hadn't heard from her son in a while. Wonder what he's up to. So she went to go check on him. At this point, she turned a corner and, I'm assuming, must be admiring her son at his manliest. Because he was holding his man card trophy in his hands and covered in snake blood.
Man car?
Yeah, his man card.
Oh, I see.
His 1-year-old man card. covered in snake blood all over his hands and mouth.
Oh my god.
And the boy smiled at his mother unfazed. The mother said that the child was treating the snake like it was one of his toys.
Oh.
And the boy's father had to wrestle the snake out of his jaws. Uh-huh. Because the boy was
crazy.
Yeah. He's just eating snakes. The doctor found no signs the boy had been bitten by the snake, and said the boy had bit down close to the animal's head and killed it. And it was just giving it a good, it was like a chew toy. It was just chewing on it.
Uh-huh. That's pretty weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
That's
hardcore, though.
That's a one-year-old child.
Yeah.
Already just got grabbing a venomous snake and just biting it to death.
Shirtless with tufts of hair pouring out of his chest.
He's covered in tattoos.
Yeah. He's got a bandana on and his bike is in the background.
He's like, you know, I could have pulled that serrated blade out of my diaper and cut it, like just chopped it in half, but, you know, I was just going to bite it to death.
As he spit angrily into the spittoon
and rubbed his giant scar in his face.
This 1-year-old baby is like a 50-year-old grizzled man.
That's exactly what I imagine. The doctors ID'd the snake as a pit viper, but experts, quote unquote.
Experts on babies who eat snakes. It's a niche field, but when it comes in handy, it really comes in handy.
Oh my god. All that tuition's finally paying off.
This degree will pay for itself.
The experts who viewed the snake in the picture said it could have been a non-venomous water snake, but what do they know?
What do they know, those experts?
They only went to 5 years of college to determine baby snake bites. Anyway, so yeah, so that's what I had. That was my.
You only
last
covered article. Half that article, though.
No, I did. That was all of it.
No, that was only half.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you talked about there were two descriptors at the beginning.
Mm.
He bit the snake, and filled his diaper with poop.
And so we didn't even talk.
Can you give
about
me
that.
some details on the second half?
Oh, right?
I need some deets.
Basically, just to you know,
was it a what color? That's what I'm looking for.
It was a mustard.
You know, oh,
he had been
good.
Eating,
I guess.
A lot of banana. Yeah, squash.
Okay.
You know, he was right, only good. A year.
I'm glad we covered that.
I don't know, like a
for
1 year
me up inside.
The squash was?
Yeah, really doing a number. All right, let's wrap it up this week. Speaking, you know, that baby must have really hated that snake,
mm-hmm.
right? Must have truly had a hatred for it. To go with that, let me tell you about somebody else who must truly hate some other people. An Austrian woman shredded her 950,000 euros or $1.2 million fortune in spite because she didn't want her family to have it.
Wow.
According to German language newspaper Courier, the 85-year-old woman neatly cut the euros and some savings account books before leaving them on a nursing home bed days before she died.
Wow!
Yeah, she was prepared. Authorities theorize she turned her fortune into the world's most expensive confetti to upset her family, though the reason why is unclear. They done messed up. Yeah. If you're going to make an old lady shred almost over $1 million, shred $1 million, you did something wrong.
With every wrinkled hand... stroke on those scissors.
They did something. They messed up.
Yeah.
If she's done that it. Mad.
Well, she was in a nursing home, too,
yeah.
for the record.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if you're trying to get at Nana's millions.
Yeah, maybe that's mistake number
yeah,
one.
You need to take care of that lady.
It's going to cost you in time.
And changing diapers. Like,
yeah.
You know, like those squash diapers.
Exactly. Squash diapers. Sounds like a really inefficient thing to put your poop in.
Yeah.
It's squash.
Just, you carve a gourd out
yeah,
and then
just
you wear
tape
it.
To them. So now this is all funny and, you know, it's like it's shocking to hear that this much money has been destroyed. Prosecutors can be of only limited help to her successors. Quote, the damage of the money in the woman's property is not a criminal matter, so we have not begun any investigation. Obviously, there's nothing to be done about it. It's done. Yeah. The woman's dead. What are they going to do? Dig her up and say, how dare
you're going
you?
To jail.
Yeah. Austrian state prosecutor Eric Habitzl told AFP, Luckily for the heirs, I don't know if they deserve it. It sounds like they really messed up, but luckily for the heirs, Austria's central bank, OENB, should be able to replace the cash. It's fine. Friedrich Hammerschmidt, deputy head of the OENB cash division, told Courier, if the heirs can only find shreds of money and if the origin of the money is assured, then of course it can all be replaced. If we didn't pay out the money, then we would be punishing the wrong people, he said. How do you know? I think they should be punished. They clearly did something. They did something, Dan. I'm going to point this out.
Maybe.
Maybe, unless she was just crazy.
Yeah, like, she could have just gotten, like, senility could have set in, and maybe she thought that they'd done something that they didn't even really do.
Or maybe she was terrified the money was out to get her. Had nothing
to
do with them.
She destroyed the money because it was attacking her in her mind.
Yep. Wow. Getting old sucks.
Does.
Yep.
So, burn all your money.
So, don't.
Yeah.
So, don't get old.
Benjamin Button that thing. Get it on lock.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's real sound advice. This episode's been chock full of solid advice. And also, if you shred your money, it does nothing, apparently. So don't worry about it. Just do it for fun. See what happens. So you can just get some replacement money. It's basically a monopoly anyway.
That's destroying currency is a crime.
Not anymore.
It isn't.
No. At least to the best of my knowledge, it used to be, but now it's not.
We did an episode not too long ago about the $5 Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And that defacing, at least U.S. currency, was considered
Maybe it still is in the U.S.
I don't know.
Because they were saying it's not a crime. They're like, no crime has been committed. So
we can make more.
Yeah. just print it right back out.
Here's some more. You guys want some?
Go over to the government's nana's house and use their slow inkjet printer. Just print out some cash.
Comes out with those dots on the side you gotta rip off.
You have to rip it off. Yeah, it's good money. if you do it, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But it's still kind of funny to spite people you hate.
It's so true.
Maybe you should just do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the summation of the episode. If you want to do it, just do it. There you go. Nike always said.
Just do it.
Just do it. Folks, that is going to wrap it up this week. We went a little long, and that's just fine and dandy. I had a swell time being here. How about you, Dan? Do you have a great time? No one cares.
Okay.
Great. Folks, thanks all for showing up and being swell folks and continuing the support. And, that's all for this week.
And remember, ancient feces show that human ancestors had parasitic worms. Additionally, scientists have found microscopic worm eggs in hundreds of mummies.
Thanks for joining us. You want to throw down?
Well, I'm going to get on that Rumbler app and we're going to tussle.
You want to go out back?
I'm level 10, I can take on lions.